tool in the arsenal. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The FDA has granted emergency use authorization for a new COVID vaccine targeted toward the most common variants.
New vaccines combine the original recipe with updates, specifically for Omicron variants BA4 and BA5, considered the most contagious strains. The U.S. has already purchased more than 170 million doses. Pfizer says it can ship up to 15 million by the end of next week. Still, it's unclear how widespread new booster shots will be. Only about half of fully vaccinated Americans got a first recommended booster dose, and a third of those 50 and older eligible for a second booster did so. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The FBI investigation into the presence of classified documents recovered at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home now focusing on whether Trump's team obstructed the investigation. A just-released document claims government records were concealed and removed and that law enforcement was misled about the continued presence of classified documents at the property. Reports of sexual assaults in the U.S. military have gone up again. That's according to a new report obtained by the Associated Press.
The military says reports of sexual assaults jumped 13% last year compared to the prior year, when the AP notes much of the country and world was shifting out of pandemic-related restrictions. The biggest jump was in the Army with a 26% increase, followed by a 9% increase in the Navy. In the budget year ending September 2020, assaults increased 1%. The following year, they were up 3%. The Pentagon also conducts a confidential survey about sexual assaults every 2 years, and the report expected to be released Thursday reveals nearly 36,000 service members say they experienced unwanted sexual contact.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. That means only 1 in 5 service members actually filed a report regarding an incident. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Family members of victims cried and clapped in court as a judge in New York rejects a plea deal that did not include prison time for the defendant in a deadly limousine crash.
20 people died in Schoharie, New York in 2018 when a limousine during a birthday party celebration blew through a stop sign at 100 miles an hour and crashed near a country store, killing 17 passengers, the driver, and 2 bystanders. The brakes had failed, and the limo company operator, Nauman Hussein, was accused of knowing the car was unsafe and charged with criminally negligent homicide and second-degree manslaughter. He says he relied on what he was told by the repair shop and state inspectors. Manslaughter was dropped in a deal agreed to last year with Hussein to get 5 years probation and 1,000 hours community service. A new judge in the case, though, now rejects that plea agreement, calling it fundamentally flawed. And Hussein has withdrawn his guilty plea rather than accept up to 4 years in prison. Chris Foster, Fox News.
The family of a Marine refiles a lawsuit against Alec Baldwin,
accusing him of being negligent and reckless. This is the second filing for Royce and Cheyenne McCollum of Wyoming, who filed the lawsuit alongside the widow of Marine Lance Corporal Riley J. McCollum. The sister's suit was originally filed in Wyoming, but dismissed in May because the court doesn't have jurisdiction over Baldwin, who lives in New York. The new lawsuit is asking for $25 million in damages, saying the actor accused Royce of being a January 6th insurrectionist on his social media, leading to her being verbally attacked by his fans. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Tributes today in front of Kensington Palace in Britain for the late Princess Diana, 25 years after her death in Paris. Flowers and messages were left by admirers, some of whom said they make annual trips to the spot to pay their respects. On Wall Street, stocks ended lower in choppy trading. The Dow lost 280 points. The Nasdaq minus 66. The S&P off 31. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.